The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
And New Yorkers now have the option to use their cell phones to house their identification with the newly launched New York Mobile ID. Announced today, the New York State DMV has launched this highly secure digital version of a state-issued driver's license, learner permit, or ID on a smartphone. The Mobile ID can be used for airport security screening at select airports nationwide, including JFK and LaGuardia in New York City. At this point, the Buffalo Niagara International Airport will not accept this digital version. New Yorkers can now download the Mobile ID through the Google Play or App Store.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
An Angola man has been arraigned for causing a collision in Hamburg that led to the death of an 8-year-old boy. 52-year-old Marcus Genovese was arraigned yesterday and has been charged with 7 separate counts, including 2 counts of vehicular manslaughter, driving while intoxicated, and leaving the scene of an incident resulting in a death. According to acting DA Michael Keane, it's alleged that on June 8th, just after 8 p.m., the defendant was driving a pickup truck under the influence of alcohol or drugs and without a valid driver's license when he crashed into the rear end of the victim's SUV, which was stopped to make a left turn at the intersection of Lakeshore Road and North Creek Road in Hamburg. 2 children were in the back seat of the SUV, an 8-year-old boy who was fatally injured, while a 4-year-old boy was taken to Oshai Children's Hospital, where he was treated for injuries and released. If convicted, Genovese faces a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. His felony hearing is scheduled for the morning of Thursday, June 13th. And attorneys representing the Topps massacre gunmen are trying to exempt their client from the death penalty. Peyton Jenrin is already serving a whole life sentence under state charges for killing 10 people and injuring 3 others at the Topps grocery store on Buffalo's Jefferson Avenue in a racially motivated mass shooting. The attack took place on May 14, 2022. In a separate federal case, the Department of Justice filed a notice to seek the death penalty for Jenrin back in January. For WBFO, I'm Tom Barrich in for Jay Moran.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.